Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congressman Max Rose, who represents Staten Island and part of South Brooklyn, has written an op-ed for Bloomberg. It's titled, "Congress Needs to Retake Its Power to Declare War." Congressman Rose is on our news line. Congressman, thanks for joining us. What do you mean by that? Congress needs to retake its power to declare war.
Well, thank you so much for having me. To put things into perspective for your listeners, come this September, soldiers will be enlisting in the United States military who were not born on 9/11. And despite that, though, many of them may be shipped off to war in Afghanistan, a war that was authorized by the Authorization for the Use of Military Force, which was passed 18 years ago in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. 80% of the current members of Congress have never voted to go to war, never voted for that authorization. Since that authorization, we have engaged in armed conflict, killed people in over 19 countries. It's time that Congress reasserts its authority, that we repeal this AUMF, and Congress votes on an adequate replacement that is suitable for 2019, 2020, and beyond, not 2001. And that's what I was calling for in this editorial. And it's a pivotal moment for this point because we're seeing this with Iran. The Democrats are saying, myself included, that the 2001 AUMF does not authorize war against Iran. The Republicans are alleging that it does. But we can't move from conflict to conflict to conflict and relitigate this document that's almost two decades old.
You are, as you mentioned, a Democrat, President Trump, a Republican. Do you think the president has been pushing the envelope in how far he can go without a congressional declaration of war?
Well, it's fascinating. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. Since the 2001 passage of the AUMF, Democratic presidents, Republican presidents have all used it as justification to, as I said, wage war, kill people in multiple countries. I do think, though, at this point as well, this notion of ending our forever wars has become a bipartisan issue. Democrats and Republicans alike are winning elections on it. What the American people don't want us to see is not just want to see is not just us talking about this during election season.
All right, that op-ed is in Bloomberg. Congress needs to retake its power to declare war. Democratic Congressman Max Rose from Staten Island in Brooklyn, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.